You're listening to GeekCast Radio on GeekCastRadio.com.
And welcome to the third episode of GeekCast Radio. I am TFG1 Mike, and I'm joined with...
Steve Megatron Phillips.
Yes. What's going on with you?
Not a whole hell of a lot, besides family stuff.
Yes, we weren't actually sure if we were going to be able to record episode 3 today, because Steve had family stuff going on that nobody knew what they wanted to do.
Yeah, pretty much nobody could figure out what they wanted to do to have fun, so they would all just sit there and say, what do you want to do? I don't know, what do you want to do? Oh, I want to do this, and then they changed their mind 2 seconds later, so I said to hell with this, and I kind of went off on my own. But anyways, this episode is basically going to be about, what is it about?
You don't even remember now?
No, my brain is so far gone.
Well... originally, I had it listed on the schedule as, you know, the advent of TV on DVD. And I guess we could actually make it like a DVD all-encompassing, like going from like VHS to DVD and stuff like that, and how the technology has changed. And we can talk about, you know, DVD seasons of TV versus complete series, stuff like that. So yeah, that's basically what it's going to be. Whatever. I don't know. This is very much last minute on our part. We were trying to figure out stuff we didn't have to research that we could talk about on the fly. And I think that that's something, you know, the TV on DVD is a subject that I can talk about whenever. I did grab two resources off my DVD shelf just as examples to, you know, for me to kind of look at and discuss. But, yeah, that's basically what it is.
Yeah, and I guess other than if we don't have any other news, we could probably just jump right into it.
Yeah, not really that much any other news. Like to apologize to everyone about the delay for episode 18 of the TFG1 podcast. That was my fault. I forgot to send Steve the DVD audio. I thought I already did, but apparently I didn't. But, you know, a one-day delay is fine. It is actually online now.
And it's also linked on geekcastradio.com as well.
Yes, we should probably talk about the website a little bit, actually, before we get into the topic. You have been adding tons and tons of stuff. You've added a lot of bios so far.
I've added the show guide and the about page.
Yep.
Like, if you click the word about, it'll show you some stuff about GeekCast until, like, you get with me and write some more that you want included in there. But other than... it's also a drop-down, so it shows, like, the various hosts.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I think it's a cool design. I think it's very accessible. People who are into using Facebook, you can comment through Facebook. If you'd like to comment on whatever episode that you may be listening to of any of the shows, it doesn't matter which one it is. I don't think I have any other news other than eBay is really starting to still piss me off since I recorded Tooncast Episode 2. The pissing me off of eBay still has not subsided. I actually have a chance to get, quote-unquote, a free iPhone 3GS, but in order to do so, I have to pre-order it and pay for it, and then they'll give me the money back when it comes out, and I can take my current 3G back up there for a trade-in. But I have to have the money first to pre-order it, and I have to do this before Tuesday, because after Tuesday, I'm out of my AT&T 30-day trade-in thing. So, yeah, I'm trying to come up with $215 between nice. Now and Tuesday.
Yeah, that sounds like a very wonderful thing.
Yes, yes, yes. Hell, I only want the 3GS just for the autofocus camera, the video, and stuff like that. I mean, because you can actually edit the video on the phone and post it straight to YouTube from the phone. You don't have to, you know, put it somewhere else and do it somewhere else, but, yeah, I don't know. So I think on that note, we're going to get into today's topic.
Yes.
You know, we both grew up in the 80s, and, you know, I don't know if your parents ever had any beta tapes around and then switched to VHS, but I know my mom did. We had a couple of beta tapes. My uncle actually had an old beta machine, beta player, whatever the hell they're called, I forget. And then, you know, the thing to, you know, from beta to VHS and now VHS to DVD, and of course DVD to Blu-ray, but I really don't get into the whole Blu-ray thing yet. I don't know, I just haven't picked up on it.
I have.
Yes, we know you have. I think for me, DVDs are so awesome. As much as I like online content, sometimes it's too consuming. It's too, especially video. It's too space consuming. And, you know, even though I do have a 1 terabyte external hard drive, I don't have a whole hell of a lot of memory on my actual computer. So, you know, DVDs are great. It's something you can hold in your hand. It's something you can take out. You can put in a DVD player and watch anytime.
Yes, and that's one thing that I have to say I like definitely about the DVD aspect of it. Whereas even if you're one of those few people that happen to bootleg the movie onto your computer, like as in download it off YouTube.
Yes.
Thing. It's still nice to have the physical disc. Like, I myself, sometimes, depending on the movie or the show, download the episodes of the movie to my computer from various online sources, and I watch it until the DVD becomes available. Then I delete it because I don't want the crap quality. I want the physical disc.
Oh, exactly.
And it's just so much more satisfying to see one that's complete with all the features and everything else.
Exactly. I totally, totally agree.
And silence.
Yes, sorry. I thought you were going to say something else.
No.
For me, like, okay, I'm the type of person that I want bonus features. And I'll watch those after I watch a movie, or if it's a movie I've already seen, I will watch the bonus features first and then watch the movie later. But I'm the type of person that wants the 2 or 3-disc edition. I am not this person that goes out and spends $5, $7.50, $9.99 on a single disc DVD. The Dark Knight's a perfect example. I looked. It took me probably 2 weeks to find the 2-disc edition of that, of the Dark Knight, and I did eventually find it. But, you know, just single discs are just like blah.
Yeah, I personally like to get the mini disc edition. Or
yeah,
I like all the features now. Like back about a year ago, I didn't really give a rat's ass for the features.
Mm-hmm.
I pretty much just wanted the movie or the show and didn't care if it came with anything. Now, I find myself going in the video store looking at movies that I own on DVD that either A, I got the cheap version of, and I see the better version there, and for instance, I have Star Trek Generations.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I wish that I would have got the newer one because it's got deleted scenes so I like that movie a lot.
Yeah.
That I figured were in the movie, but I didn't know. And I just found out yesterday, because I went to a local video store.
Mm-hmm.
That it's got an alternate ending.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, I didn't even know that either, so that's something I gotta research.
Yeah, I mean, perfect example for me, even though I have both versions, Daredevil. When Daredevil came out on DVD after the theatrical release, it came out as a two-disc edition and had a whole bunch of features. Well, you know, I think about a year after that, or about 6 months after the initial release, a director's cut came out with a few extra features, but not much, but it was a director's cut. It's a completely different cut of the film than the theatrical version. It maintains the same story as the original theatrical, but it cuts out part of the love scene that's in the original theatrical and puts more into the courtroom scene. Like, you know, Matt Murdock, who is played by Ben Affleck, and we'll get to this eventually in M-Wire, but he has to defend this guy who is accused of murdering a hooker, and it goes through all this other scene and everything else, another courtroom scene and everything else. I mean, I like stuff like that, and I don't mind owning stuff like that. The 2004 Punisher movie is another example. There's a regular version and a extended cut. And for me, I actually like extended cuts more because it gives you more for your buck for the movie.
Yeah, I just like having as much as I can get on disc, and I like having the discs in front of me because the time, like, even especially with TV shows, like, I am a fan of Supernatural, which I know you were not, which will be discussed in another episode of GCR at some point.
Say that again. What was that show?
Supernatural. You're an ass, and I can edit that out. But anyways,
better not, damn it. That's my opinion.
Yeah, I won't do that. But anyways, yeah, I'll just slam yours when it comes time. Yeah, I missed, like, we started watching it on DVD, amazingly enough, at the video store. We picked it out just for a new show to watch. And we got the first season and, of course, couldn't get enough of it, and it was already in the second season. And I was missing it because I worked those nights at the time. And up until, like, season 3, wasn't able to actually watch it. But now it's in season 4, and I'm all caught up, and whenever the next season comes out, like, on DVD, I'm able to watch it just before the next season starts on TV. So, I mean, it's a great, like, catch-me-up, too, for TV shows if you miss a lot of it.
Oh, yeah. The other thing is, it's great for old shows or shows that have been prematurely canceled. Fucking Fox. The two things I actually picked out, one, they're actually both complete series sets, but one show was Fast that Fox didn't pick up. And, you know, we can kind of talk about here in a bit, you know, season sets versus complete series. But I mean, you know, TV on DVD and just DVD in general is a great format for old shows. There are a ton of classic shows on DVD now. You know, and usually, you know, back then you think, oh, well, the shows, like Cosby Show is a perfect example. They're like, oh, we're never going to get to see Cosby again. And now, I believe it was earlier this year or late last year, they released the complete collection on DVD, and I have that in the other room. So, I mean, it's just awesome that that there is this technology now.
Yep.
Yep.
I just can't wait for more stuff to be thrown on the discs, especially like now they're adding, you know, more features such as like online content, which I really don't care for the online all that much. That's kind of dumb for a DVD in my opinion. But I like, you know, the alternate endings, extended, all that, you know, all the extra features. I like when they remaster stuff on the discs.
Yep. Yeah. Online, I understand that there are people out there that are constantly on the go. They're not always at home watching TV or you know, have access to a DVD player. They may have a cell phone with video, like the iPhone or something, where you can watch a movie on it or whatever. And don't get me wrong, I love watching stuff on my iPhone, like TV shows and stuff like that, but sometimes I would much rather, you know, sit down or lay down in bed or whatever, pop a DVD in, and just lay there and watch it. Like last night, I started watching Mission Impossible 2. And of course, as soon as I was starting to fall asleep, I just stopped it and turned the TV off, fell asleep, and this morning I woke up, finished watching it at like 6 o'clock this morning. And that's the other thing, especially with TV shows on DVD, it's not like TV now. Yeah, I know now you have the DVR and you can pause, but you're still going to have to watch commercials. That's the number one best thing for me, other than having it in your hand. There are no commercials on TV on DVD whatsoever. I mean, it fades out to, like, there would be a commercial break, but it immediately comes right back. And that's just so great. It's much better.
Yeah.
I guess we can move into talking about, you know, TV on DVD season versus series. I would much rather... Okay, say... what is it? Lois and Clark is on. They have all four seasons on DVD. I bought those through Columbia House for like $35 and change a piece. So if you do the math on that, it's close to $100, or you know, maybe a little bit over that. Now, complete series, if they did a complete series set of that, they would probably price it anywhere between $120 and $180, depending on what show it is. And it's basically all the season sets in one place. So basically you're paying all at once for the same thing, or you're paying over time buying them individually. I would much rather buy it once. The other thing I had picked out was Batman, the complete animated series set. I grew up on Batman the Animated. I didn't grow up on it, but I mean, I remember Batman the Animated Series, and unfortunately, one time my stepmother was in the room while it was on, and she said, "Oh, you're not watching this anymore," because it was supposedly too violent, which, admittedly, there are some very violent moments in the cartoon. But anyway, you know, they originally released this as four-volume sets, and I was like, oh, okay, I didn't even realize that was out. And then I heard news about a complete series set, and I was like, oh, okay, well, I'll just buy it all at once instead of, you know, having to worry about each set, and that's what I did, and it's much better, I think.
Yeah. Just as far as, like, I like watching, for the most part, I do like the season-to-season mm-hmm. sets, mostly because I'm one of those people that when something comes out, I can't wait until the box set, so I just go out and buy it. Unless it's a series that's been out for a while, then I'll probably just splurge on the box set if it's cheaper. But I mostly get the ones that come out as soon as they show up in the store, and I'm the dumbass that pays full price.
Well, when the Batman set came out, it was priced at $100 and I think after tax it was like $105.99. I got it for $85 at Best Buy. I mean, you know, you can always find like some sort of sale somewhere with it being brand new. I will very rarely buy. I have bought DVDs on eBay, but only if they are new in sealed package. I will not buy anything on eBay as far as DVDs being used, because you just don't know what you're going to get. I don't know. Yeah. Oh, I know what I was going to say. I know there's one. Actually, I know there's two things coming up that you're not going to be waiting on.
What might that be?
Two complete series. Think about it. G1 and G.I. Joe.
Yeah, that I was picking up.
Yes, 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 yes. And I like that, I like that they're doing the individual releases for Transformers, but I am super stoked for that Matrix of Leadership edition. That just looks so cool.
Yeah.
And I cannot wait for that. I'm not really sure what else there is to say about TV on DVD. I mean, I guess I could talk about a website I found about 2 years ago. I think it was 2 years ago I found it. TVshowsondvd.com. These guys have all kinds of contacts and whatever else. They had all kinds of news in. And it's specifically for TV shows on DVD, like it says. And it's just a great informational resource. They have thousands of listing of stuff that either is or isn't on DVD. If there's a show that I think of that I want to either get or find or whatever, if it is or if it isn't on DVD, that's probably the first place I go. They always show, like, you know, box art and press releases and stuff like that. And it's just a great tool to use for someone who collects TV shows on DVD.
Yeah,
I really don't have that much else to say. I don't know. This is an awfully short episode.
Yeah, I kind of have to admit that, too, that we don't have a whole...
I mean, we've kind of said it all, really. You know, I guess we could talk about, like, online content versus actual... I mean, we've kind of touched on it, but, I mean, online content is pretty much taking over the world. I mean, it's everywhere you go. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I guess we could talk about the whole Blu-ray versus HD DVD thing. Of course, Blu-ray won, which I don't understand why that there's a whole... I don't get why there's wars like that. Like, you know, VHS versus DVD or Blu-ray versus DVD, and it's like, you know... You know, I'm betting 30 years down the line from today, we're just going to have like a plug that plugs into our brains like in that PS2 commercial. The PS9!
Yeah.
It's like, oh, okay, that's a little weird.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not really sure. Yeah, I don't know. So I guess... we can see what Homer has to say. That didn't work at all. What the hell is that?
And apparently not a whole hell of
freaking,
a lot.
Sorry about that. Fucking bill collectors. God damn it. Don't they know I don't have any fucking money? Oh, I know why it didn't work. Because it has no timestamp on it. Whoops.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that kind of sucked. Oh, well. I guess we should end this before it turns into a giant rat hole. We should have done more research. Yes.
Yeah,
and apparently it does.
This doesn't require any research.
So,
whatsoever.
I think with that, we're going to end, and hopefully Porky will say something. Okay, that didn't work. Yay, it worked. Well, it's funny, even though, anyway.
Yeah, I heard him.
Yeah, I'll tell you off air. All right, well, I think that's it for this episode of GeekCast Radio. You can comment on any of our shows at geekcastradio.com. You can follow us on Twitter, which is, it's at GeekCast Radio, or twitter.com/GeekCastRadio. You can follow us individually. Mine is TFG1 Podcast, and yours is... Yes. So, I believe we're going to bring this episode to a close. Do you have any parting
SCP-21.
Thoughts? Goodbye. Yes, goodbye. All right, stop.